Donald Trump beat Hillary Clinton by about 120,000 votes in North Carolina last night, and a Republican incumbent there is heading back to the U.S. Senate. But the governor's race, that's too close to call and likely headed for a recount. Jeff Tiberi from Here and Now contributor WUNC has more.
More than 4.5 million people cast ballots in North Carolina, and the two major party candidates for governor are separated by just a few thousand votes. Incumbent Republican Governor Pat McCrory and Democratic challenger Roy Cooper are likely heading for a recount. Early this morning in Raleigh, each candidate struck a different tone.
Because of your hard work, we have won this race for governor of North Carolina.
Minutes before Cooper declared victory, a few miles away, McCrory offered this.
The process is continuing right here in North Carolina. The election is not over in North Carolina. That's why we've delayed coming out here. Let me tell you where we're at right now.
He says the State Board of Elections will now canvass those general election provisional ballots. Results will take at least another 9 days. McCrory has received national criticism in recent months over the controversial so-called bathroom bill, which discriminates against the LGBT community. Meanwhile, voters have given Republican Richard Burr a third term in the U.S. Senate. He celebrated with a crowd in Winston-Salem.
This is a victory for all those who have believed in me and who have continued to have confidence in the fact that my values match your values, and for that I'm grateful.
Burr was not seen as vulnerable a year ago. Then this race got close. The so-called experts had it pegged as a toss-up, but Burr prevailed. He benefited from Donald Trump's strong swing state showing and defeated challenger Deborah Ross.
We've met people who have been struggling, who need to have the minimum wage increased. We've met older people who cannot make ends meet just on Social Security and Medicare. We've seen what the needs are of the state of North Carolina, and I am hoping and praying that this next Congress will address them.
With Republicans maintaining control of the U.S. House and Senate and taking back the White House, changes to Social Security and Medicare could be coming, just not what Ross and other Democrats would like to see. For Here and Now, I'm Jeff Tiberi in Durham, North Carolina.